producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight and Beyond. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening when it comes to the polls. But ultimately, wait till we swing into next year. That's when we get the caucuses. That's when we really hit Iowa and really hit New Hampshire. And I say really, well, when it matters, when it's the narrowing of the field. I could have never predicted, and not that I'm necessarily great at predicting. Ask anybody who's listened to some of my sports predictions. But if I were to look in a crystal ball and you had told me 2 years ago, listen, to me, there's no question the amount of time we spend in Washington every year, the people that we constantly have on the show, the inside dope for what it's worth that I get coming out of D.C., Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton. That was the script. Now that script has been flipped a little bit. Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side of things has made it interesting, but most in the Democratic Party say, we like Bernie, but he's not going to get this. He's not electable. Did you see how Hillary did after the 11 hours? I've heard that quite a few times in the last few days. And for the Republicans, it's really up in the air. Up in the air in the sense that right now, if you were to just look at the polls, you have two people leading, Ben Carson and Donald Trump, who are not really connected to the Republican Party. When I say really, they're absolutely not out to be part of the political machine, but aren't part of that process. So they don't fit into that mold. And that is perhaps the reason why, and we know that. There's so many that don't want to see the same old thing. And every time an election comes around, a presidential election, this is the conversation I've been involved in so many of them I know. So the conversation is always, we want something different. We want something better. Oh, that guy was terrible, awful. Except for the last three guys were elected to two terms. And now here we come out of that again. And who is going to be the lesser of the evils, which I hate that term, or the last man standing, or the last woman standing? Could it be Hillary Clinton? And how would you feel? I mean, let's be honest. You know, there's this new thing. It's not new, but I think because of the elections last time around, people were saying things like, if so-and-so gets elected, I'm leaving. I'm leaving the country. Even remember the actor, I can't remember his name now, Irish Family, Alec Baldwin, said that, you like how I have to jog my memory? Irish Family, yeah, that guy. Alec Baldwin said if John McCain and Sarah Palin were elected, oh, that's it, he's moving out of the country, that's all she wrote, boom, I'm gone. And I've heard a lot of people say that about Donald Trump. Trump gets in. That's ridiculous. Oh, he's a reality show blowhard. Who cares that he's saying his mind? He's out of his mind. He has no clue of what to do. I mean, this is even hardcore Republicans that are saying this to me off the record, higher up in the party. And, of course, they're not going to go on the record. So that's why I keep coming back to that same question. And it goes back to something I said a long time ago when I first started doing America Tonight. What is it you want in a president? What is it you want? I mean, how many people out there who are single are trolling on these online dating sites where that's all they say, right? What is it you're looking for? What's important to you? What's a typical day? What's your best day ever? What do you hope? Where do you hope to be in 5 years? And there's a great question. What are you hoping for America in the next decade? And what is it that you think makes a great president in your mind? Where you'd be excited. Where you would say, that is absolutely, nobody's 100%, but this is absolutely the person I want to vote for. I can't believe they're running. This is awesome. There is, like, Reagan lust. People always harken back to Ronald Reagan. He was statesman. He was the great statesman. He was an orator. He knew how to talk to people, tear the wall down. He had strength. He showed strength. And all these different characteristics of Ronald Reagan. He's always the name that constantly comes up. Who's Reagan-esque? Anybody in this batch? Anybody at all? Grimm, he gets the first turn this time around. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Well, Kate, I got one heck of a headache, especially after watching Hillary on Colbert tonight.
But, yeah, what'd you think of that?
Well, I'll invite you to my hometown, but you're going to have to get a sled team and a bunch of sled dogs to find me, because I'm going to do like Iggy. I'm about ready to head to the Great North Tundra.
No, well, she's not in the tundra. She's in Malta. She's in beautiful country. But, yeah, to go elsewhere because you're tired. A lot of people are saying they're just tired of the same old thing.
What you were asking earlier is, who do you want? Who do you see? You and I both know, we've talked about this so many times, it don't matter about the popular vote.
Yeah.
And Hillary's going to get the money together with her husband, Bill, and they're going to buy the electorate. I mean, that's what they do, is they'll buy them, and there's your next president. I mean, that's the way everything's going.
You think Hillary is the next president? I mean, that doesn't mean you're not endorsing her. You're just saying, let's just open this up. It's Hillary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the way the media's going. I mean, even with this incident with the little color girl in school.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, I think all the cops ought to just quit for the next 90 days and wait till the public calls them to come back to work. Because
yeah,
authorities out the door.
Yeah, there's some crazy things that are happening. There's no doubt about it. I'll talk about that too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you know, I mean, why do you think you see these shootings?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what do you? Because of the lack of respect for authority. And you can't lie and be the president.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, wait a second. You can't lie and be the president. Nixon showed us and others have showed that you can lie. Bill Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman.
And expect, you know, the country to, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. To respect you.
Yeah, well, you can't expect the rest of the people in the country, you know, to, be honest and good stewards.
Yeah.
They're fellow man, you know. I mean, you know, you want to create a dog-eat-dog world, you know. Like I said, they're just, you know, destroying themselves. But at the same token, you know, they're not going to be happy till it's all destroyed. Oh, that's what I see happening. That's what Izzy's seen, too, and that's why she just wanted to spend peace in her last few years.
Yeah, she wanted to go. She had friends in Malta, and she wanted to head off to Malta. So Grimm is being Grimm. How about you? Do you think it's that dire? And is he right? I think Hillary Clinton is the one. I do. 855-266-5283. Like it or not, I think she is. He's right. I think she's going to get elected. Stay with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney. A couple of different ways you can hang with us. TuneIn.com. Check it out. They actually have an app. One of my friends listens to our show that way. GCNLive.com. They've got them posted there. But the app on TuneIn app is pretty easy, too. Because I know a lot of you are doing that, as I can tell by the mail that we receive. Also, don't forget, at the tail end of the week, we do our cheap movie review. It's a lot of fun. And I've actually seen a couple of the movies. I recommend The Martian highly if somebody's looking for something that's clever and kind of out there but funny and the cast is good. I would say The Martian, I would put that on my list. Let's put it that way. And there's some big movies coming out, too, for what it's worth. If you're a Bond freak, you know you'll go to any of them. So this may be the last one for Daniel Craig, because there's all these rumors about other Bonds. But anyway, that's coming out in the few weeks. And there's a few other films I think that are going to be pretty big. The Star Wars thing will be big for sure. That happens on our Thursday into Friday show. Right now, I can tell you what happens. We're going to launch into another version of Oh Yes. Let's check the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail is here.
Yeah. Mail time. I'm not going to sing for you, although I just did, right? AmericaTonight.net. That's how you reach us. Okay, so we were just talking about Hillary Clinton, and so this is perfect. I go to an email I received from Wendy. Wendy says, Kate, I don't understand the hatred for Hillary Clinton. I say that because it's not that I'm a huge Clinton supporter, but do you think that has anything to do with the woman thing? Do you think that the men in this country just will not elect a woman no matter what? Because we know the Republicans are not going to put a woman up there. Carly Fiorina, give me another woman, because you know she's not going to be elected. So do you think that's what it's about, that it's more that than anything else and has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton? Oh, I'm sure there's some men that don't want to see a woman be a president, but no, I think Clinton is just polarizing. You either, another example of a woman who's polarizing in politics, Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton have that in common. People either really, really like Sarah Palin or they really, really don't like her. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. I know different policies, different ideologies, completely different otherwise. But I think it has to do with that. I do. I don't think it's anything more than that. Let's move on to another one. This one from Bill, who says, Kate, now this crap in the China Sea. I don't trust the Chinese as far as I could throw them. And, of course, their goal is like our goal, to protect their country. And they have to make sure they have a presence out there, as we do, so that our shores aren't threatened. That all makes sense. But it always seems as though they're double talking to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, I do understand what you're saying. Listen, the Chinese have a lot of people. They're military. They've ramped up their military. They're doing this thing with the reefs in the sea. They're infuriating Japan, putting us in a weird position. Sure, I get it. The one with the most toys wins, or we have to make sure that you know we're powerful, because if you think we're not and something happens, you'll take us out. And we are into China because they own our debt. So we owe China some big money. Plus, with the whole importing thing, we're stuck with that. We're stuck with the scenario because, frankly, a lot of companies in the United States make a bunch of money off of China, and obviously vice versa. So there could be a lot of heavy rhetoric, but I don't see anything drastically changing there. Let's go to this one from Jake in Austin. Hello, Katie Kate. I miss you. I have not really been able to pay attention to the show very much because I've had the week off, and it is awesome. I've kind of shut down from the whole media thing and paying attention too much to what's happening, but I was curious as to whether or not you saw the story about the woman who killed herself, whose husband was brutally stabbed to death when he was simply jogging. And I know that happened not too far from where you are in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, you know, that story is a terrible, it's just awful. It's so sad. She was so bereaved. She was so just struck with grief. Her husband was somebody they met in college, got married, and they were in their 50s. And it was shocking. I mean, she gets this phone call. Her husband goes out to jog in a decent area, and he's hacked to death by a guy who was an ex-football player, not pro, college. And something was wrong with him. And he just went after him and killed him. So imagine the shock, the unbelievable grief, what that would be like. So she couldn't take it, and they found her in her garage. And a lot of people that, you know, locally that made big news, but nationally it made big news too, because it's just darn depressing is what it is. It's just awful that this woman took her life. I mean, she felt so discouraged, so not right that had happened, and could not wrap herself around that. And dealing with that, I mean, grief is heavy. Grief is hard, especially a shocker like that blindsided loss. Terrible. We move on to Barry, who says, Kate, wow, I was thinking of you when I was watching the end of the World Series. Normally I would have had your show on, and I jumped into the show late, but I couldn't tear myself away from what happened between the Royals and the Mets. How shocking was that defeat to go into 14 innings? And were you surprised that the Royals won? I wouldn't say surprise. I would say what I was the most surprised about was that the really steady Eddie closer who had to pitch an extra inning, Jairus Familia, that he gave up that home run to Alex Gordon that tied it. Because the Mets had the 4-3 lead in the ninth. If that had stood, boom, they win that game. Instead, it goes to all these extra innings, 14 extra innings. That's how long it took. 14. And then Eric Hosmer with the sac fly ends up closing the game out for the Royals. And it was a crazy game, too, because I'll just veer for a second. There was a power outage that knocked out the World Series telecast. So anybody that was watching, which you were watching, then all of a sudden it's unexplained. It's gone. We've had a technical problem. It happened in the middle of the fourth inning, and it was the broadcast truck in Kansas City. It lost power. So they had to throw some other people on to do the game. It was really strange. And then eventually they got back to the regular broadcast, but it was a strange deal. And then there was a little foot dragging because now that took them some time to figure it out. And then I saw this thing from Google Fiber that said, "We're so sorry about the outage in KC. We know it couldn't have happened at a worse time, and we're working as quickly as we can to fix it." Ah! Oh, that is brutal. It is brutal. And then, you know, the thing that they had to worry about is there was a different generator on site, so there was a delay because of that, and, just a nightmare for them. People were scrambling, running all over the place. What do I do? What can I do? How do we solve this? This is a crisis in the middle of the World Series. So thanks for asking that. This one quickly from Paul, who says, "Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I love the fact that you talk about different things and you invite people to come in and talk. And you always say, doesn't matter if they're lefties, righties, or whatever they are, as long as they have an opinion and they want to share it, that's good by you." Yes, because I wanted this to be a place where people could just have a debate, a conversation, or whatever, even if they completely did not agree on whatever it is that we're talking about. That's cool with me. The more opinions are shared and the more we listen to the different points of view, I think the better off we are, for sure. For sure! All right, hang with us. We're doing the number thing next.
Time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
La la la, yo, oh yeah, 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 ha. What's trending? What's trending? Stand up from the crowd, cause I never wanna blend in. You gotta mix it up, message pending. Right about now, you get the vibes I'm sending. What's trending? What's trending? Stand up from the crowd.
What's trending on Twitter? The 140 character world. You know what? It's all about hashtags. Hashtag World Series. Hashtag Steph Curry, hashtag whatever. And, of course, hashtag World Series would be pretty big because the World Series is going on right now and a lot of people are talking about it. They were talking about the 14-inning drama, and I thought it was pretty clever, some of it. A lot of pictures were shared from people who were there. The Mets had an official Twitter. KC has an official Twitter site, blah, blah, blah. Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian, was one of my favorite players when he played for the Philadelphia Phillies. And then he went to Boston. And Shane Victorino said, what a start to the 2015 World Series. Great game played by the Royals and Mets. Action-packed so far, that's for sure. So I'm going to pay attention to the Flying Hawaiian. Anything that happens, if you go to Hawaii and they have sports news, if he does anything, that leads the news. Shane Victorino, here's what happened today. Okay, so here's a couple more that I thought were interesting. You know, it's all about them winning the first game. The Maytag man, the real Maytag man, said, Game 1 is officially in the books. Congrats to the Royals. Hats off. And it's the Maytag guy dressed up with his hat off. Epic. Buffalo Wild Wings, thank you, October, for being World Series. Yep. Wings are always good. How about this? According to stadium workers in the media dining room, 54.5 gallons of coffee have been consumed by the press and counting. Hashtag World Series. I love it. Then there was a picture. Somebody sent a meme of a poor little boy who was in the bathroom. You couldn't see anything, but he had his head down and he was laying his head on a stool. And it says, when you want to watch the World Series, but it's past your bedtime. And I thought that was pretty clever. Sometimes it is the graphics, the things, the memes, that kind of stuff that people put that's, you know, so funny. And then I'll give you one last one. The New York Times had a tweet where they said, World Series drama, a four-minute blackout. And they talk about the blackout that happened that I described when the power went out in Kansas City. Well, Kansas City, when it went out in the truck for Fox. Whoops. Oh, bummer. Bummer, bummer, bummer. Okay, so let me give you another one. Like I said, it's all about the hashtags, the hashtags. Just remember that. All right. Hashtag for, I'm going to stick with sports for a second. And politics. Hashtag LeBron. And one of the first ones I read, Obama attended the Cavaliers-Bulls opener in Chicago. So that means, you know, he was wearing a Bulls hat. LeBron James was there, yada, yada. Everybody was posing with the press. It made it a bigger opening. And some of what was pumped out there, I mean, of course, there's a million pictures of the president sitting there and people sitting next to him. And he's on the front row. But I got a couple of them for you. Basketball forever. People out here acting like LeBron didn't just drop 25-10 on 54.5% shooting. Just because he got blocked doesn't mean he is declining. Already the conversation starts game one. That everything's declining. Then there was one from a guy named Andrew Sullivan who said if LeBron wants to win a title, he needs to elevate his game to a higher level of efficient selfishness or rely on not seeing GSW, Golden State Warriors. And then he puts unlikely. So a little dig there, a little dig. And then there was one from Piers Morgan, that's just the name, that says, this is LeBron's 13th season? This is how old I feel now. And he had a picture of himself, and he looked really, really old in the picture. And time flies. Yes, indeed, 13. LeBron James is clutch. LeBron James does not care what anybody thinks, but he makes news. Whatever is going on with LeBron James, he always makes news because he's the basketball superstar. He's the Michael Jordan of the era, right? Let's see if I can give you some more. How about this? Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, she tweeted, watch WWE Next, full show online. And I think it's the real, usually they say, the real Jennifer Lawrence. If it's not, maybe it's not. But then they went through and listed, you know, just showed a picture of the WWE. It was kind of interesting. I was thinking, maybe she does watch it. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't watch it. Then there was another shot that had where they were talking about food and hashtag pizza the best. And anytime you got to think about that, anytime you say anything about food, hashtag pizza, everybody's going to argue about who has the best pizza. And I'd say that's open for interpretation, don't you think so? Hashtag pizza, because unless you're just getting Domino's or one of the delivery, I'm saying if you're going beyond that, If you live in the St. Louis area, Elmo's is good. If you live in Philadelphia, Scalini's is good. If you live in Texas, Carmine's is good. You know, so the bottom line is the pizza hashtag pops up all the time, right? Because people love pizza. So when people get the munchies and they want to talk about the pizza that they eat, that's what they do. What kind of pizza? There was one from Chef Au Cuisine, and it talked about pita pizza with mozzarella cheese. Pita pizza. I wonder what that would taste like and how good it was. And then there was another one from the Greek who says, hey, Papa John's always rocks. What are the specials going to be? Because here's what happens at Papa John's, too. There's a thing about if a team wins that you can get a free pizza and, you know, that kind of deal. And so I think that was like kind of a shout out to the Papa John's thing. Then there was another one here from Tarago who says New York pizza kicks the butt out of any other state's pizza, no matter what. Hands down, that's the way it is. Then there's another one from Cheesy who says, best pizza I've ever had, Philly, yo, South Street. On South Street, there is a place that you can't miss it. It's in the middle of the block. And I think that's what he's referring to, where you just go in, there's like three tables, if that, and you get a giant slice of pizza. So it's, or do you want a slice? And then it just is dripping in oil. It's oil and cheese, and it is really good, but it is really, really messy. So I think with the hashtag pizza, there's a lot of different ways you can go with that. Deep dish pizza is very, very good in Chicago, but it might not be great anyplace else. Because, I mean, it might be good, but not quite as good as in Chicago. That's the real deal. They invented it sort of there. And that's what people think of when they think of deep dish pizza. Very different from the reference to the Philadelphia pizza or to, I'm sure, the pizza that you have in your neighborhood. I mean, usually people just, pizza is personal, I guess. What you think is the best and what kind is the best and what kind you like the best. A thin crust, whatever. What I think is crazy now about pizza, though, is it used to be simple, right? Everything in life was easier. Where you just had a couple things on the pizza. Okay, you're getting pepperoni. Oh, really? You're going to get sausage? Maybe half sausage, half pepperoni? You're going to get onions? Okay. Now it's like you can have anything you want on it. Would you like a cheeseburger spread on top of that with some bacon and something else? I mean, there's crazy things that they put on pizza. I still don't get that you get a pizza which has a gazillion calories and has whatever it has on top of it, and then you have to have the dough that's filled with the cheese. I'll take one of those. And listen, I am a cheese hound, so I get it. But you already have, presumably, a lot of cheese on your pizza. So then you combine that with an extra layer of cheese stuffed inside the crust of the pizza. Whoa! That is scary to me. That is scary. And the whole cheeseburger on top of a pizza thing? Ugh. There's one area where I say simple is better. Easy is better. Just enough is just enough. I mean, don't you want to taste the pizza? Or are you tasting the toppings? Are you living for the toppings? It'd be a much easier way to do that if that were the case. I'm just saying. Coming up next, are you starting to think about the cold weather? Tony Joyce, funny guy, talking a little heating with us. We rap about it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming up next here on America Tonight. I hit her a pole. She's a nice girl. There's no use pretending, but I gotta find one who's currently trending.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Winter months, and I know a lot of people listening in the Northeast, especially in New York, in Maine, and so many of our other great affiliates up there, like 1590 WSMN, which really rocks, and you know all the snow that you get up there in New Hampshire and in Maine, by the way, and even in Jersey, where I'm from. It's crazy what we saw last winter. Who knows what this winter is going to be like? The first thing people start to think about is heating. Oh, heating, heating bills. What do I do? Heating escaping. What about a way to conserve? What should I do with my house? I mean, there's a zillion questions that surround that. Tony Joyce is in our virtual green room. It's not heated. He's from Joyce Heating right there in New Hampshire. And he joins us now. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how's it going today? It was 27 degrees here this morning, so winter is fast approaching.
27 degrees. So when you start to see the temperatures dip, too, does your phone ring off the hook a lot more?
yesterday, I think we fielded probably 200 phone calls.
Oh!
On a normal day, maybe 50 or 60. So everything we do pre-season is in. We do the summer and winter. You know, hey, call, you know, check your system, you know, do whatever you have to do. But it's endless, you know, and nobody thinks about it. You know, who thinks about it on an August day, you know, turning their heat on? But, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the phones rang yesterday.
When you say check your system, it's because people turn it on and it's like, whoa, it's not working. Something's going on.
Well, you know, we're all these, you know, when I, you know, we talked briefly, you know, about New Englanders and how weird we are. You know, we're all so cheap up here that, you know, nobody wants to even turn it on for 10 seconds in September to see if it works. So they have to wait until it's 27 degrees and the house is 50, and then it dawns on them it's not working. You know, we're afraid to waste 8 cents worth of gas or oil just to try it.
Oh, that's hilarious. So what are some things that people can do? I mean, even around the country, because, you know, this is nationally syndicated. So there's people listening in your backyard, literally, but there's people listening all over the place. What are things that people can do? You just gave us one tip. You might turn it on before we get to that point. So that's a brilliant thing to do. But what else can people do to be more aware instead of waiting?
You know what's funny about the rest of the world in New England? Everybody needs heat. We just need it up here and, you know, in the Northeast and the Northwest a little sooner.
Yeah.
But the things, the simple things are, A, check it out. Try it before you do it. B, there's, if you have hot air, which most of the country has, except up here in New England, we have things called boilers. Check the filter or change the filter. Even if it doesn't look dirty, change the filter. Get in a program where you do it, say, quarterly or twice a year, and make sure that's clean. If you've got heat pumps, which a lot of people in the country have, make sure that there's no leaves on it. Make sure that that's clear. Just basically the mechanical stuff. And for all my competitors slash allies out there, have it checked at least once a year, once every other year by a qualified contractor. We're not all crooks like they show us on TV. Some of us are honest, and we can see the things that are going to break before they break. And that's kind of the key, is it's just awareness. You know, we spend all this money on our cars, and we spend all this money checking these other things out, and the heating systems just sit there in the basement or in the attic or in the closet, just being ignored, you know?
Like everything else, it's a question of forcing yourself, and it doesn't have to be painful, to pay attention to what's happening instead of waiting until the last second. So last year when you had so much snow, I can only imagine it had to have been crazy for you. Were you running around all over the place and operating on Red Bull and coffee?
You know, it was funny because it was so bad up here that we couldn't run around because we couldn't get from point A to point B.
Oh.
You know, I was born and brought up, you know, as a matter of fact, my office is 100 yards from where I grew up. Everybody that grew up anywhere there was snow, they said, oh, I remember more snow as a kid because you were 2 feet tall and the snow piles were 6 feet. Everything's relative. Well, I never remember this much snow. I mean, we had snow piles so high that you would just come up to an intersection, you'd inch your nose out because you couldn't see around it, and you just hopefully the guy coming the other way saw what you were doing. I mean, we had just roofs caving in and snow up to windows and bulkheads. I mean, people's backyards that you couldn't even get to, and somebody's furnace would be bad. I drove around with a snowblower in the back of my truck most of the winter just trying to snowblow so we could get people heat. It changed everything. I mean, the way we look at stuff, we had that much snow. I mean, look at Buffalo. What, they get 8 feet of snow in October or something?
Yeah. Crazy. You know? Absolutely. That's great that you went around with a snowblower. How do you, as a businessman, how do you know, and I guess it's the same thing, you look yearly what happens, but more people come into certain communities. How do you decide what you need for your supplies?
Well, we're fortunate that we have a pretty good sized warehouse and we have some good suppliers. And am I allowed to mention brands? You know, on
the radio?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, like we use a lot of Lennox, which is a good product. We use called the Mitsubishi, one of those ductless, the units that mount on the wall. You know, we're using a lot of those up here. The Rinnai water heater. So we stock quite a bit of the products that we need, and you know, they are readily available. You know, I've had Joyce Cooling for 20 years. I've been in the business for 42. So you just basically start to know just instinctively what you're going to need and where you're going to need it and how you're going to need it. And you know, back a few years ago, you know, the economy was pretty lousy up here, so there was plenty of help. Now it's starting to catch up, so we're having some trouble finding people. So we just do the best we can, but it's just instinctive. You know, even doing something that long, you just, you know, I don't want to sound like you just know what you need. It's the same every year. You know, it all happens within a week or two of each other. You know, we look back on records and sales and what we've done, and it all follows. It's funny.
You know, we do a thing, and you're part of this called It's Your Business. So for 42 years, you've been in the business, but then you've had your own business for 20. What was it like when you made the leap to your own business?
You know, it was almost a burnout thing. I was just sick and tired of running around. And, you know, I was fairly successful. And I said to my wife, I said, that's it. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to work all by myself, out of the house. And you know, we're never going to be rich. We're never going to get anything. And that worked for about 5 years. And then eventually the company grew. And we've got 20 people now and still not rich, but you know, it just grew. I have a business background, so it wasn't as bad for me as it is for a lot of contractors, and I feel bad for contractors who are just artists. I mean, they're just masters at their trade, and they have such, you know, just running their businesses is the hard part for them.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And there's so many good contractors out there, but the business side of it can be really tough because they're not schooled in that, and it's like the school of hard knocks. Don't you think you kind of have to feel your way around it?
Oh, you do, and you know, and I was lucky that, and if I can give another plug for there was something called SCORE, which was the Retired Executive Society, and it's put on by the Small Business Administration, and that was a big help. And the thing about it is, you got to know how to run a business to be in a business. And these people from SCORE, they made me do business planning and, you know, profit and loss, you know, projections, and just get an idea of you know, you can't just have, you know, and I used to laugh at the, you know, accounts payable. Account is in the left pocket and account receivables in the right pocket, and you know, at the end of the day, whatever's left over is yours. And you know, and that's how people ran businesses, you know, a long time ago. It doesn't work that way anymore, you know. But
yeah, no, I love that cash business. That's hilarious. But it goes in one pocket, and then that's the rest. I got to pay the bills out of that.
You know, and I mean, if you could get away with it years ago. Now it's, you know, and you know, you, between, you know, making sure that you're meeting the government and their licensing, and I mean, it's hard to run a business. And I feel bad for some. Like I said, there are some friends of mine that are just wonderful contractors. I mean, they're just masters at the trades, and they have a hard time running businesses. And you know, they've got enough of an ego. They don't want to work for somebody else, but yet, you know, that's probably what the best thing they could do would be to work for somebody else, and everybody would succeed. But the, you know, like I said, we were talking on the phone, you know, last time I talked to you, you know, about New England, you know, we're just weird up here versus the rest of the country. We're just weird.
Yeah, the amount of snow, I think that does that to you, because you get cabin fever like none other. I mean, how many sporting events can you watch, and how much Netflix can you watch? And then you're like, oh, I got to go outside. I got to go somewhere.
Well, it was, you know, it's weird because it got cool here the other day, you know, when everybody's bundled up and complaining about it. And I'm saying, you know, but if this was a, you know, a 40 degree day in March, you know, we'd be out shirt sleeves chopping the ice off our driveways saying, oh my God, isn't this the greatest weather we've ever had, you know? And so everything's relative, you know. In September, a 40 degree day is lousy, and in March, a 40 degree day is like, you know, I mean, I remember last year at one point, it was so cold for so long that it got up to 19 degrees one day, and we were walking around in shirt sleeves because it had warmed up to 19. You know, it was a warm spell because it hadn't gotten above 5 degrees for like 10 straight days.
Oh, yeah. Craziness, nuttiness. All right, I love this conversation. This is great. Tony, you're a character. Tony Joyce, Joyce Heating there in Nashville. You're in Nashville, right? You're in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're in Nashville, New Hampshire. For those who listen to WSMN, you know, we both know George is a great guy. You know, the phone up here is 603-882-4244, or we're on the web at joycecool.com. Get my little plug in for the WSMN listeners, but it's an interesting place up here.
I think it's an interesting place too. We'll have to say hey when we come up there. We're going to be up there, I think, with this whole election season, so I'll look for you up there.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Pharmacist.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.